Later today, the King County Council is set to vote on a new budget. If the budget passes in its current form, a number of staff members from the Department of Public Defense will be laid off. Critics of the plan claim the layoffs will include 40 staff members and 20 public defenders. Matthew Pang is a King County public defender. He's also president of the local SEIU chapter that represents public defenders. We talked with Pang on Friday. He said he's concerned about what will happen to defendants who lose their attorneys to layoffs.
I mean, you're talking about 20 to 25 public defenders, and they each have 100 or so cases. That's thousands of indigent clients who are facing trials who get transitioned to a new attorney out of their control.
Dwight Dively is King County's budget director. He says the Department of Public Defense won't have to lay off 40 staff members, but there will be some cuts.
The reason that this whole underlying issue is happening is because we used to contract with four separate nonprofit organizations, have brought them in-house as the result of a court decision, and now are going to take the opportunity to streamline all that kind of duplicate management and administration into a more efficient organization that still delivers very high-quality public defense.
Okay, so 40 people won't be immediately laid off, but my understanding is that under this proposal, 20 public defenders will lose their jobs. Is that correct?
So there will be staffing reductions. Our goal is to manage that through attrition. I can't promise you absolutely that we will succeed in all cases, but there's been some belief, inaccurate belief, that on January 2nd, we'll go from a certain staffing level to one that is significantly lower than that, and that is not our plan.
Once these transitions are made, though, who takes on the cases of the public defenders?
Well, we will have an appropriate number of defenders to manage whatever that caseload is. Remember, the caseload changes over time and in unpredictable ways. Some case areas go up, some go down. So it's constantly being adjusted with staffing either up or down or assigning outside lawyers to cases in order to manage the actual caseload.
Where will these public defenders come from? Will some of them be private attorneys, for example?
Well, there always have been what are called assigned counsel. So the historic model was the four separate agencies, and then there was always a panel of other lawyers who handled certain cases, either because of spikes in workload or conflicts with various representatives of defendants. So that's always been the practice and will continue to be the practice in the future.
So some of these cases will be taken up by private attorneys?
Yes, as they always have been.
On Friday, we spoke with a public defender with King County. His name is Matthew Pang, and we asked him about private attorneys taking on these cases. Here's what he had to say.
They don't have the resources in terms of having social workers, investigators on staff to work with. Many of them work alone, whereas, let's say, if I have an issue in one of my cases, there are 50 other attorneys I can turn to staff the case, to come up with a good plan on what to do.
How do you respond to that?
Well, you have to recognize that different kinds of cases are assigned to different kinds of attorneys. And absolutely, in some cases, you need those support services that he was describing. In other cases, you have very simple, straightforward cases that can be handled by an attorney without any kind of support. There's a long, long history of using assigned counsel. It has always been the practice in this county and elsewhere. So the idea that you would have all cases handled internally is simply not realistic.
You're saying it's likely that this budget will pass with these cuts to the public defender's office. How do you think the quality of public defense will be affected as a result of this?
Well, the commitment the county is making is to maintain the quality of public defense. But we also have to respect the taxpayers' money and manage those costs effectively. And having, for example, four duplicate sets of management and administration is simply not something that we're going to continue. We are not going to sacrifice the quality of defense that the individual defendant gets. That is a commitment that I think, frankly, the county executive, the county council, the leadership of the department, and all the employees in the Department of Public Defense share.
Dwight Dively is King County's budget director. We also talked with King County Public Defender, Matthew Pang. You can hear both interviews at KUOW.org. The King County Council is set to vote on a new budget this afternoon at 1:30. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel.